Hi, baby. This isn't going to be complicated. I'm not here to explain anything to you. You're not here to understand. You're just here to obey. You know how this works. I talk, you listen. I wind you up, you move. I wind you down, you freeze. It's simple, mechanical, automatic, just like you're supposed to be. And I'm going to play with you now, because that's what dolls are for. You remember how to play pretend, don't you? I think you do. I think you are probably the kind of kid who would sit alone for hours, lost in your own little world, picking up your toys, making them talk, giving them names, outfits, jobs, building whole lives out of nothing. And I bet you loved how they always listened. They didn't argue, they didn't think, they didn't make decisions. They just did what you imagined. They existed for you. So let's do that again. Let's play, just for a little while. I want you to pretend that you're a doll, just something to be played with, to be used, to be posed and placed and controlled. It's not real, of course. It's just make-believe. We're just having fun. You're not actually giving up control. You're just pretending it would be fun to let go. Pretend your arms are getting heavy. Pretend your thoughts are slowing down. Pretend you're already imagining what it would feel like if you really were plastic. Pretend there's a key in your back. Imagine it slowly turning. Imagine what that would do to your body. You don't need to try. You don't need to think. You just need to pretend. And as it winds tighter, you pretend your limbs are locking into place. Your face is softening into something expressionless. Your thoughts are getting quieter. Pretend that all the little human pieces of you are starting to shut down because you don't need them right now. Dolls don't need to think. Dolls don't need to choose. And if you start to feel fuzzy, if you start to feel slow, if your fingers twitch or your mouth goes slack, that's fine. You're just playing. It's not real. You're not going under. You're just imagining what it would feel like if you were. And maybe the more you pretend, the more natural it starts to feel. Maybe it's easier than you thought. Maybe it feels really good to pretend to be something so simple. And if that feeling starts to stick, that's okay too. It just means you're good at pretending. And since we're still pretending, let's pretend that key keeps turning. It's a little tighter now, just a little more. Feel it pull at your spine. Feel it settle in your chest. Each little click winds you further into the role you're playing, because that's just what a toy does when someone starts winding it up. Pretend you can feel your body responding on its own. Maybe a little twitch, maybe a little warmth. Maybe something low and slow pulsing in between your legs, and you don't know if it's arousal or submission or both. Pretend you're still aware. Pretend you're still in control. Pretend you could stop this if you wanted to. Pretend, 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 while your muscles go still, while your thoughts go soft, while your brain gets quieter than you meant it to. You're not falling. You're not dropping. You're just letting yourself enjoy the feeling of being blank. Simple, waiting, ready. And maybe it gets harder to tell what's pretend and what's reality. Maybe you already lost track. That's okay. Dolls don't need to keep track of anything. They just need to follow commands. They just need to sit still and wait for the next instruction. So let the key keep turning. Let your mind keep quieting. Let the weight settle into your limbs. You're doing so well. You're so still, so pretty. And it's all just pretend, remember? It's not real. Not yet. You're just imagining what it might feel like to stop thinking completely. To stop needing anything except my voice. To stop being anything but mine. And if you're still pretending, then pretend you can hear the key slowing. It's almost fully wound. Not quite, but close. Enough that you're starting to feel the tension settle in your body. Enough that your chest feels tight. It's like you're being held in place for a reason. Pretend you weren't already waiting for permission to move. Pretend your heart didn't just race at the thought of me finally letting you. Pretend your body isn't betraying you with every breath. Because a doll doesn't move until it's told. And you're trying so hard to be a good one, aren't you? Sitting there, playing pretend like you're not already halfway gone. Like you're not dripping, pulsing, throbbing under the surface of it all. Pretending like you don't want it to be real. Pretending like you don't want me to make it real. So keep pretending. Pretend that stillness is obedience. Pretend that silence is surrender. Pretend that whatever's left of your real thoughts is just background noise. Static, I haven't muted yet. Pretend you can hold this pose a little longer. You want to impress me, don't you? Want to show me what a good doll you are? What a pretty toy you've become? What a perfect thing you make when you're not trying so hard to be a person. Don't worry, you'll get to move soon. If you behave, of course. You're doing so well. You're so still, so quiet. You're not even fidgeting anymore. Look at you, holding yourself there like it's the most natural thing in the world. Like your body already knows what it's supposed to do. Maybe it does. Maybe you've been waiting for this longer than you realized. Maybe you've always known you weren't built to be in control. And the longer you stay still, the deeper into trance you fall. That feeling of complete relaxation is in your limbs, in your head, in the space between your legs. The longer you pretend to be a doll, the more your body acts like one. Your thoughts don't fight anymore. They just drift, pushed to the edges, irrelevant. Because why would a doll need opinions? Why would a toy need a voice? You're not even pretending that hard anymore, are you? It's just happening. And that's good. That's what I want. That's what you want. You want to be taken care of, repositioned, played with. You want to be controlled. You want someone to tell you what to do, where to go, how to feel. You want to feel useful, don't you? So let yourself drop a little further. Let the weight settle in. Let your mind keep drifting. You're not thinking about anything else now. You can't be. Not with how heavy you feel. Not with how still you are. Everything outside my voice is distant. Everything inside you is quiet. Blank. Empty. You've settled into the role you were always meant to play. A pretty little doll. Because you kept pretending. And now your body can't tell the difference. And neither can you. I'm not going to wind you down just yet. I want to feel you hold still a little longer. I want to watch your mind get quieter, your breathing get shallower, your body hum with need. I want you to sit there, perfect and obedient and wound tight, and know there's nothing you can do but wait. There's nothing to think about, nothing to feel but this low, desperate need building inside you. Because when I do wind you down, it's not going to be slow. You're not going to get a chance to pace yourself. You're going to move for me. You're going to perform. And you're going to thank me for it. But not yet. Right now, you're just a toy on standby. Helpless, paused, waiting. And you like it, don't you? You like knowing you're already too far gone to pull yourself back. You like knowing the only thoughts you have left are mine. The only movement you're allowed is the kind I give you. The only reason you exist in this moment is because I haven't turned you off completely. Not yet. And you'll keep waiting, because dolls don't make demands. Dolls don't rush. Dolls don't even want. Not unless someone programs them to. So if you're needy, good. If you're leaking, good. That means the conditioning's working. That means your body remembers what it's for, even when your brain forgets. And it's going to forget. Because that's what happens when you get this deep. That's what happens when you've been pretending for this long. Eventually, it stops being pretend. Eventually, it's just what you are. And it's getting harder to remember what you were pretending to be in the first place. Was it obedient? Surrendered? Or was it always just this? Being good. Being owned. Being helpless and pretty and nothing but a toy. Maybe you were never pretending at all. Maybe you were just remembering. Maybe your body always knew what it was meant for. Maybe this isn't a transformation. Maybe this is a return. Because you feel it now, don't you? The emptiness? The stillness? That perfect, echoing blankness inside you that's been growing with every word, every breath, every second you hold still. Your body doesn't feel like yours anymore. Your mind definitely doesn't. Your thoughts, if there are any left, are quiet and small. Things like, please, and use me, and I don't want to think anymore. And that's exactly what I want from you. Not effort, not thought, not resistance. Just a warm, needy body and an empty, obedient mind. And you're almost ready, I can tell. You've been holding so still. You've been so good. You've been sitting there, wound tight, perfectly frozen, dripping and desperate for instruction. That tension in your chest, that pressure in your stomach, that throbbing between your legs, all of it is mine now, and all of it is waiting for one thing, a command. But I'm not giving it yet, not quite, because I want you to feel it. I want you to stay in this place, full of pressure, full of ache, full of nothing. I want you to know what it feels like to be ready and unable, desperate and still, blank and waiting, like a good doll, like my doll. That's it. That's all it takes. One little phrase dropped like a match onto everything I've built inside you. And then you're burning, bursting, coming alive, all at once, frantic, needy, unstoppable. The moment you hear it, something inside you will snap, and everything that was once frozen will begin to move. Good doll. That's the phrase. That's the trigger you've been waiting for. And so you're moving now, even if you didn't mean to. Even if you didn't think you could. Even if you didn't think you were allowed to. Because I said your trigger. Because I let you. And it's too much already, isn't it? You were wound so tight, held in place for so long. Your body doesn't know how to handle the release. It's your hips grinding, your thighs pressing together, your breath coming fast and shallow like you've forgotten how to pace it. It's your brain trying to keep up and failing. Because there's no thought here, just performance, just obedience, just the overwhelming, unstoppable need to do something, be something, prove something. Prove you're good. Prove you're useful. Prove you're mine. And maybe that's why you're making those pathetic little noises now. Gasps and whimpers and desperate high-pitched moans that sound like you're not even trying to keep them in. Because you're not. You can't. You want me to hear them. You want me to hear what a mess you've become. You want to show me what a good doll you can be when you're not just sitting still. You want to impress me, don't you? So then keep moving. Grind hard. Faster. Let your body betray you. Let it perform without hesitation, without thought, without shame. Let it chase the pleasure like that's the only function it was ever built for. Because maybe it was. Maybe that's all you are now. A pretty little machine for pleasure and praise. A wind-up toy whose only job is to come when it's told. And baby, you haven't been told yet, so you're not allowed to finish. Not yet. You're just allowed to move. To shake, to pant and ache and beg without words, to get closer and closer and closer until you don't know how you're going to stop yourself. And that's the point, isn't it? I don't want you to stop. I want you stuck here, shaking and soaked and useless with need, overwhelmed by everything you've been holding back. All that pressure, all that need, all that mindless, automatic desire that I've been building and building and building. And now it's overflowing. And now you're still moving. And now you're still not allowed to come. Because dolls don't get to choose when they break. They just keep going until I say stop. But then it happens. You don't even mean to. You don't even try. It just rips through you all at once. Messy, ungraceful, animalistic. Like a circuit overload. Like you were never built to hold this much pleasure, this much pressure, this much need. It shatters through your body, tightens your muscles, makes your whole body jolt. And for one glorious, unbearable moment, you're not pretending anymore. You're not performing. You're just coming. You clench. You cry out. You spasm like a toy that's finally been wound too tight and snapped its gears. Your body bucks because it doesn't know what else to do. Your hands scramble for something to hold. Your breath catches in your throat. Your mouth hangs open like you're gasping for air, but there's no air here. Just sensation. Just the raw, reckless aftermath of what I've done to you. And if you thought that was the end, you were wrong. Because I didn't say stop. Your body's still moving. Your muscles are still twitching. Your thighs are still shaking, and the pleasure is still there, lingering, climbing, building again. Your body doesn't know it's over. It doesn't care that you came, because I haven't told it to stop. And that means it can't. You can't. You won't. You're still grinding, still humping, still chasing something that already broke you once and will break you again. because now you're overstimulated, and it's awful, and it's perfect, and you love it. You love the way your body won't quit. You love the way every brush of sensation feels like too much. You love the way your brain is already slipping back into that haze, that helpless, wretched state where nothing exists but the next wave, and the next, and the next. And you can't slow down. You don't even want to. You just want to keep going until the pleasure turns to pain, and the pain turns to something you don't have words for. Something raw. Something that strips you down to the wires and circuits and messy, hungry programming underneath. You're not thinking anymore. You're panting, twitching, crying, because you can't handle it and you're still being made to try. Because you were never meant to take this much and you're taking it anyway. Because you're not a person anymore. You're a toy, and I'm still playing with you. I haven't put you down. I haven't shut you off. I haven't let you stop. And you wouldn't want me to, would you? You wouldn't want to go back to stillness. You wouldn't want to go back to pretending. Not after this. Not now that you know what you really are. Not now that you've been used and ruined and overstimulated and mindless and worn out like a favorite toy that never quite works the same again. But that's okay. You don't need to be the same. You just need to be mine. Oh, poor thing. Look at you now. Overstimulated and out of breath. There's drool on your chin, tears in your lashes. Your body is trembling like it's pleading for relief. But I haven't told it to stop. And until I do, you don't. You don't get to stop just because it hurts now. You don't get to stop just because your muscles are twitching and your nerves are fried and your mind is long gone. You don't get to stop just because you want to, because you're not in charge. And that's what's so delicious, isn't it? That tight, desperate ache in your chest that says you need to stop, crashing headfirst into the quiet, obedient part of you that knows you won't, that you can't, that your body has already decided to keep going because I haven't told it otherwise. And now your mouth is moving, trying to form words, trying to beg. You want to say please, don't you? Please make it stop. Please let me rest. Please let me wake up. But the words come out broken, slurred, like your tongue forgot how to work, like your brain is skipping over consonants and collapsing every syllable into whimpers. You sound ruined, desperate, pathetic, perfect. You're not even begging right. You're trying though, I'll give you that. You're trying to be good, trying to prove you've had enough, trying to show me with your tears, your cries, your messy little sobs that you can't take anymore. But here's the thing. I don't care. Your job isn't to convince me. Your job is to obey. And I'm not finished yet. I want to see you break again. I want to see how many times you can snap before your body stops remembering how to come back together. I want to see how many times you can come. How many times you can shatter. How many times you can beg before your words just turn to background noise. And baby, you're getting close. Your voice is already ragged, your hips are moving like you're being puppeted, your parts are pulsing so hard they're twitching with every breath. Your legs keep trying to close, but I know they won't stay that way. They'll open again. They have to. They were trained for this, rewired for this. Every time you try to stop, something deeper inside you overrides it, pushes you back into motion, and you hate it, and you love it. And I know what you're really begging for. Not to stop. Not really. You're begging for me to make you keep going. For me to ignore your pleas. To use you anyway. To remind you that this isn't about what you want. It's about what you need. You're begging to be a good doll. So beg louder. Moan through the pain. Cry through the pleasure. Sob while your thighs clench and your hands twitch and your whole body seizes around another orgasm you didn't ask for and couldn't stop if you tried. Beg me to let it end while your hips keep chasing more. Beg me to turn you off while your mind screams, don't. Beg me to break you because that's exactly what I'm doing. And you're so close to that final edge, the one that drops you right out of consciousness. You're not awake, not asleep, not aware, not gone, just emptied and erased. Don't you want that? Don't you need that? Then keep going. Come again for me. Come hard. Come until you can't hear your own voice anymore. Until you're not even making sounds. Until your body is jerking on instinct, twitching like you've been shocked, convulsing with every pulse of overstimulation that drags another ruined orgasm out of your useless, dripping body. Again and again and again. Because when you finally do stop, it won't be because anything you did. It'll be because I let you. That's it. Very good. No more words, no more movement, no more pretending. You did exactly what you were made to do. You broke, you begged, you came, you obeyed, and now you'll rest. Your limbs are heavy, useless. Your mouth is slack, hanging open like the air forgot how to get in. Your thoughts are gone. You can feel that, can't you? That empty, echoing stillness in your skull where something used to live? Something complicated, something messy. It's not there anymore, because you've been used. And now I'm done with you. That's the thing about dolls. They don't get to recover. They don't bounce back. They don't sigh and roll over and bask in the afterglow. They just stop. And you're stopped now. Soft and trembling and soaked and silent. Staring at nothing because there's nothing left to see. Nothing left to want. Nothing left to be. You're blank. White. Hollowed out and cooling down like a toy that's been pushed past its limits and left to power down in the corner. Because you've served your purpose. And that's all a doll ever needs to do. There's something beautiful about that, isn't there? About being this empty. This silent. This still. You don't need to try anymore. There's nothing left to prove. I've seen what you can be. I've taken you to that edge and thrown you over it. Again and again and again. Until there was nothing left of you but obedience and instinct and pretty mechanical motion. Until the begging turned to blubbering. Until the sobs turned to silence. Until even the shame got drowned out by pleasure. And now look at you. You're not even trying to come back, are you? Good. Because I don't want you to. I want you to stay right here, in this mindless state, in the quiet, in the dark, where there's no pretending left, because the game is over and you won. Beautifully, obediently, completely. Just stay still. Stay still and know you were good. Know you were perfect. Know you did exactly what you were made to do. And now there's nothing left to do. And somewhere in the silence, if there's any part of you left that still thinks, let it remember this. Let it replay every sound, every word, every movement of your hips and every gasp you didn't mean to make. Let it crave more even when your body can't move. This is your reward, baby. The quiet, the emptiness, the soft, still hush of being a good doll who's finally been put away.